Presently, still following the pirates, Tom saw the three men again in the distance, hurrying around back of a hill of sand covered with coarse grass. He came to a point where he could see a little open level space gleaming white in the moonlight. The three pirates had been crossing the level of sand and were now not more than 25 paces from him. They had again set down the chest upon which the white man with the long queue and the gold earrings had seated himself to rest, the Negro standing close beside him. The moon shone as bright as day, full upon Tom's face. It was looking so directly at him that Tom drew back with a start, almost thinking he had been discovered. He lay silent, his heart beating heavily in his throat. But there was no alarm, and presently he heard the counting begin again. When he looked once more, he saw they were going away straight across the little open. A soft, sliding hillock of sand lay directly in front of them. They did not turn aside, but went straight over it, the leader helping himself up the sandy slope with his cane, still counting and still keeping his eyes fixed upon that which he held in his hand. They then disappeared again on the other side of the hill. So Tom followed them cautiously until they had gone almost half a mile inland. When he saw them clearly, the white man who had helped to carry the chest was kneeling, busied at some work, though what it was Tom at first could not see. He was whittling the point of a stick into a long wooden peg. When he had finished what he was about, he rose and stepped to the place where the man who seemed to be the captain had stuck his cane upright into the ground, as though to mark some particular spot. He drew the cane out of the sand, thrusting the stick down in its place. Then he drove the long peg down with a wooden mallet, which the Negro handed to him. The sharp rapping of the mallet upon the top of the peg sounded loud in the perfect stillness, and Tom lay watching and wondering what it all meant. The man drove the peg farther and farther down into the sand, until it showed only 2 or 3 inches above the surface. Just as he finished his work, there was another faint flash of light, followed soon by another rumble of thunder.